It's time for our weekly roundup of state news. Two stories dominated the headlines this week: the shooting death of Madison's Tony Robinson, who was killed by a police officer last week. That's a continuing story this week. And Monday, Wisconsin became the 25th right-to-work state in the country. The AFL-CIO and other unions challenged the law in courts earlier this week. WPR's assistant news director Noah Ovshinsky joins us now to talk about these stories and other headlines from around the state this week. Noah, welcome back.
It is good to be here. Good afternoon. And as always, Veronica, happy Friday.
And I extend that also to you, Noah. And a lot happening this week in Wisconsin.
Wow. It has been an intense week in the news for Madison in particular. As you mentioned, 19-year-old Tony Robinson was shot and killed by a Madison police officer last Friday during some kind of confrontation. Robinson was unarmed at the time. He is black. The officer, Matt Kenny, is white. And really every day since then, or nearly every day since then, there has been some kind of protest or rally of some kind. They have been passionate and emotional, but so far largely peaceful in nature. And the police have really given the protesters a wide berth, giving them lots of room to protest.
And the details are different, but there have been comparisons made, or at least the temptation is there to compare Madison to Ferguson. What are we hearing about that?
Right. And of course, there's a timing issue with all of this. And of course, Ferguson, Missouri, that's where a young unarmed black man was killed by a white police officer. And as I said, the timing is really interesting here, because the shooting in Madison and its aftermath is all playing out as eyes are once again on Ferguson, with the shooting of two police officers there, the resignation of the police chief, and the release of a scathing DOJ report that found, basically widespread racism within the Ferguson city government. So both of these happening, news organizations, of course, drawing parallels between the two. Even if there aren't many, really, if you get down to the details.
And speaking of the details, a lot of them still under wraps. Where does the investigation stand right now?
Attorney General Brad Schimel says his agency, the DCI in particular, and the DOJ, is continuing to investigate the shooting. He says there are 29 agents working on the case, and that they're making their way through, essentially hours of video and interviews with 60 witnesses. So this is still very much an investigation that is ongoing.
And the public is still waiting for this information, as you just said. Any word on when some information might be released to the public?
Right. So Schimel said the probe could take another 2 weeks. He says really no information will be released about that investigation until a report is passed on to the Dane County DA, who will make the final determination whether charges are warranted. Schimel argues that releasing the information piecemeal essentially does more harm than good. He says it would be a disservice to the search for truth if they released information about the investigation, every few days or so forth. Now, we just heard in the newscast that the initial autopsy results have been released, although that doesn't offer many more details than what we already knew, which was Robinson was shot several times by the police officer, but not much detail beyond that.
So another 2 weeks, it looks like, for something to emerge there. And Monday was a big day. Wisconsin became the 25th right-to-work state. What happened?
Right. So Governor Walker signed the right-to-work bill on Monday. And really, Monday capped, I'm trying to search of a word here. I would call it probably whirlwind, I would say, a legislative whirlwind, where the bill was announced, introduced, debated, and voted on all within a matter of maybe just a few weeks. It happened very, very quickly. And of course, during that time, it was the subject of a few protests and rallies and that sort of thing. So the signing this week really, capped that episode.
And remind us what right to work, what the law does.
It essentially bans mandatory union membership or mandatory dues paying in the private sector. Supporters, including Republican legislators and the governor, say really it's a matter of workplace freedom. It's giving workers the option whether or not they want to pay these dues or join a union. They also say it will make Wisconsin more attractive to companies looking to move and bring potential jobs. Critics on the other side say it will lead to increased workplace tension, between those who are unionized and not unionized, or those that pay dues and those that don't. And they also argue it will eventually lead to lower wages. And as you indicated here in the introduction to this segment, it may not be over. At least the news part of all this is because several unions have, in fact, sued to stop the implementation of right to work. So stay tuned on that one.
And Scott Walker has been in the news quite a bit lately, because, well, he hasn't officially said he's running for president, but it kind of seems like he's running for president. And there are polls, you know, checking out what would happen if he did run for president.
Yeah. So as you know, and as we've talked about on the show, I'm always sort of lukewarm on polls. Like, I sort of groan when we do them. But occasionally we do have to talk about polls. And this is the first poll in a while. And, you know, with a presidential primary campaign sort of heating up, I think it's worth looking at numbers like this, especially when it involves, you know, our governor. This latest poll was conducted by the left-leaning Public Policy Polling Organization, or PPP for short, and it found that Governor Walker's approval rating in Wisconsin has actually dropped 6 percentage points to about 52%, and that is since last October.
Why do we see Walker's support eroding, seemingly, at least according to this poll?
Well, Charles Franklin, who conducts the Marquette University poll, which we talk a lot about on this show, he was not involved in this poll, but he says the governor is solidifying his support among Republicans, but actually is losing ground with independents and moderates as debates here in Wisconsin continue over right to work, the ongoing budget battles, and in particular the budget battles regarding the proposed cuts to the UW system.
Now, the same poll also looked at a potential matchup between Governor Walker and Hillary Clinton in the presidential race. What did it find there?
It had Governor Walker trailing by 9 points among registered voters, and that's in a race with Hillary Clinton.
Is this the first poll of this kind you've seen? It's so early, you know.
Oh, I know. And yet, Veronica, we are knee-deep in presidential politics.
That we are. Well, more to come there, obviously. And speaking of Governor Walker, he is in New Hampshire. What's the governor doing there?
Right. So the governor is making his first trip to New Hampshire as a presidential contender. And, it, you know, it's a state that has a lot of significance. It is at the beginning of the primary calendar. And thus, you know, candidates depend on a win there, or at least they want a good showing. They want to end up in second or maybe third place. Because doing so really provides some nice early momentum in the primary season.
Yeah, I've read that ideally a candidate would either take New Hampshire or take Iowa, but yeah, it's got to be one or the other.
Exactly. Either one, it really helps. It helps with fundraising. It helps with getting supporters. It helps with the grassroots. And so you'll see Governor Walker and others looking for this nomination really spending a lot of time in New Hampshire and Iowa in particular.
And what's on the governor's schedule while he's in New Hampshire?
Governor Walker is meeting with former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu, former U.S. Senator Scott Brown, Republican Party county chairs, some editorial boards, and others. By all accounts, he's got a very busy schedule there, and he'll be joined by other possible contenders as well. So he won't be the only hopeful, GOP hopeful, in New Hampshire this weekend.
And we'll leave it there for this week. Noah, thanks a lot for stopping by.
It was good to be here. Thanks, Veronica.
That was WPR's Assistant News Director Noah Ovshinsky reviewing the top headlines from around the state this week on our Wisconsin News Roundup.